On BC Day, Monday, August 5, Métis artist Pat Kalahou will be at Fort Langley National Historic Site, answering questions about the traditional riverboat, known as a bateau, that he spent 6 months building by hand, with assistance, using traditional methods. Used to transport goods during the fur trade, recreating the rugged design was challenging, Kalahou, a Maple Ridge resident, said. We had really old plans that were missing information, Kalahou told the Langley Advance Times. We were steaming and hand-cutting ribs and things like that, made some tools, and the blacksmith at the fort made nails for us, Kalahou recalled. I couldn't find a piece of wood for the keel anywhere that was suitable. We had to recycle a beam out of a Vancouver building. Visitors will be able to have their pictures taken in the bateau from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. It's all part of Brigade Days, the annual celebration of the fur trade over the BC Day long weekend at the fort, located at 23,433 Mavis Avenue. Running August 3-5, dozens of costumed interpreters and volunteers will reproduce the fur trade era at the fort, including black powder musket demonstrations daily at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., as well as displays of traditional skills such as blacksmithing, gold panning, trapping, and fur trading. A fur trade fashion show is set for 1 p.m. on Sunday, August 4. On BC Day, Monday, the Fort Langley Canoe Club will reenact the voyagers paddling down the Fraser River to exchange their furs at the fort, arriving on the shore just below the fort at 1 p.m. where they will be greeted by fort staff and members of the community. A full calendar of events can be found online at https://parks.canada.ca/lhn-nhs/bc/langley/active/calendrier-calendar. The BC Farm Museum in Fort Langley, at 9131 King Street, will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on BC Day, with displays and demonstrations allowing visitors a chance to experience farming the way it used to be. Museum President Sandy Hope, a fourth-generation Fort Langley farmer, has seen a lot of change in his own lifetime. It's not as long and hard a job as it used to be, Hope remarked. When my dad started with chickens, everything was fed by hand. Now it's all done automatically. I mean, I can look at my barns on my phone, Hope said. 100 years ago, the amount of work to go into haying, for example, there's no comparison to today. Over at the Heritage CN station in Fort Langley at 23,245 Mavis Avenue, during the BC Day long weekend, the elaborate miniature railway display in the caboose, which took 5 years to be built, will be open to visitors from noon till 4 p.m. with a special theme. Volunteer Jerry Landsman said for BC Day, it will be a tribute to BC Rail, the provincially owned railway that the then Liberal government sold off to CN Rail in 2004, leasing all of the freight operations with the exception of the Deltaport line. Usually, the display represents the CNR, set in the 50s, during the transition from steam to diesel, Landsman explained. But as time went on, we decided that we would do different themes throughout the year. And of course this coming weekend is called BC Day. And therefore, we thought we would celebrate BC Rail. There will be trains in both the dual green and the red, white and blue color schemes adopted by BC Rail. Read also, how a Langley City Piper got his start. Read also, video, Vive Les Voyageurs returns to historic Fort Langley.